Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Dr. Rose. Welcome to Friday's The Doctors Are In show, where today we're going to be doing open lines and mini readings. And before we get to that, let's just do a little intro. So just to let you know, we actually are live on Facebook. So for those of you who are on Facebook, if you have easy access to Facebook, you want to make sure that you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. Okay, that's psychictalk.net/Facebook, where you'll be able to see a lovely video that Dr. Dax has put together. And, just to let you know, I forgot, I didn't even talk about myself. So I am a radio talk show host for the Friday show. I'm Dr. Rose. I specialize in, spiritual life coaching. I talk about mantras and meditation and some other Vedic practices. And then also my co-host, Dr. Dax. Dr. Dax is the executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio and also a radio host, and he's on some other programs as well on Psychic Talk Radio. Dax, if you're there, say hi to the folks.
Hi, everybody. This is Dax. I'm getting...
Psychic, like some kind of modality. Oh, there you are. Dax, you went out for about several seconds there.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. I was telling everybody to go to the group to join us on the Facebook Live. What did they miss? I was giving out all the information.
You said, "Hey, Dr. Dax," and then it went quiet.
Oh, that's odd. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Well, let me start over again. I was telling everybody that we are on Facebook Live and we're using the comments on the post as our chat room. So you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. It'll take you right over there. The other thing you can do is if you're on Facebook, just type in Psychic Talk Radio. There's a group and a page. You can like the page, come over, join the group, scroll down, you'll find the Facebook Live.
Perfect. Okay, and then for those people who want to call in and you want to talk about something psychic or a modality, like, I don't know, ESP, intuition, if you want to talk about hypnosis or, I don't know, extraterrestrial aliens and have they really come to visit us, you just call our phone number at 714-816-4628. I'm going to give that to you again. It's 714-816-4628. You want to make sure that you press number one once you call in, because that will put you in the queue so that we know that you want to talk with us, okay? And so let's move on to the mantra of the week. This is something that I've been doing for the past few shows. This Friday is talking about a mantra for a week. There are so many mantras. These mantras are coming, are Sanskrit mantras, what we call Sanskrit mantras. And many of these have been used for, thousands of years. And the mantra for this week is HREEM. I'll say it one more time. It's HREEM. It's H-R-E-E-M. That's how you pronounce it, HREEM. Sometimes it's spelled with an I or E-E. It doesn't matter either way. And this is a really great mantra for people who are looking to boost their self-esteem. Okay, this is something that Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai, who is a guru that I follow, and he highly recommends HREEM as a mantra that you use to boost your self-esteem. And in another book called Healing Mantras by Thomas Ashley Ferrand, he talks about it as a mantra that gets rid of what he calls illusion. And it makes sense, because if you think about it, a lot of our fears, our doubts, our obstacles are really illusions of the mind, of what we think is happening. There's not always a time that there's something physically that's, you know, threatening or posing a threat to us, but it's usually what's in our mind. And so the Hrim mantra, when you chant it at least 108 times. You can do that in one session. You could do it in two sessions of 54, or you can do it in three sessions of chanting it 27 times. But Hrim will allow you to, it will dispel a lot of these illusions, and it'll give you a sense of self-esteem, so that you can, you know, move through whatever obstacle that you have regarding your self-esteem. Like if you have doubts about, can you do your work? Can you get a job? Can you learn to drive this car? Can you, you know, whatever your doubts are, it will provide that feeling of self-esteem. Not just feeling, but also a knowing, right? Another thing about this is that it talks about how, the Healing Mantras book also talks about how this particular mantra is used if you're a person who is deeply devoted to a certain spiritual teacher who once lived, okay, this is someone that's a spiritual teacher who lived in the past but is no longer on the earth plane, and that's of any particular tradition. It doesn't have to be Hindu, it doesn't have to be Eastern, whatever. This mantra can also help you to help to manifest a likeness of that individual for you. I know that sounds kind of weird. Now, I don't know if the person would, like, the being would appear before you, but in a way, it allows you to be able to make contact or communication with that if you are of that kind of mindset. If you're not, just chant it for self-esteem, you know, just and that is psychictalk.net/Facebook. The easy way to find us. Okay? All right, Dak. So are we ready to go over to our callers and find out what interesting things they'd like to discuss with us?
Yes, yes. Hey, let me make sure. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay, I'm just making sure because a minute ago, you cut out. I couldn't hear you at all. I was going to call back into the switchboard, but it sounds like we're okay. We got a bunch of people calling in here. So get into the queue now, folks. Get in early so we can get to your call. I did want to do the numerology and card of the day.
Right.
How about that? Yeah, so the entire date, November 8th, 2019, adds up to 22. 2 plus 2 is 4. So it's a 4 date. Now, before the final reduction in numerology, if it's a double number like 11, 22, 33, 44, today it's 22, that's called a master number, and it's the master builder number, 22. And 4 is structure in numerology. The date is obviously the 8th. 8 is abundance in numerology. And so today's a really good day to work on projects, build things, build something that's going to be lasting, especially if it involves abundance. Remember, 8, the number of abundance, is just 4 double. It's structure doubled. And then the card of the day is the 4 of Swords. I love when those synchronicities happen, Rose, when the date number is 4 and the card I pull has the same number on it. It doesn't always happen that way, but it happens quite frequently, though.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So the 4 of swords are thoughts and ideas, okay? And the 4 of swords, some of the common meanings of that card is going on a retreat or a vacation, recharging, a hospital stay, recuperation, a temporary exile, letting go of something, a spa day, healing. It's also thinking outside the box. Remember, swords are thoughts and ideas. And because the 4 of Swords is about taking a step back from everything, Rose, it's thinking outside the box is another one of the less common meanings. And I actually think that that fits perfectly with today being a 22-4 date and an 8-day with that structure and the master builder number. This is a great day to think outside of the box as you're working on this project, this thing you're going to build, I don't know what it is, that's long-lasting, that's going to lead to abundance in your life. So that's the message for today from the card of the day and the numerology of the day and the date. And we can head over to the phone lines now, I guess. Give us a call. I guess we should give the number out again. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air.
Okay, great. We actually do have a question on the Facebook Live. How about if we start off with that? And this is from someone awesome. Named Mella Love. And she says, hi, just wondering if I could have a – oh, if she could have a general reading. Okay, so I need to ask her to ask a question first. So let me – she wants a general reading. Like, can you do that? Or, you know, Dax, why don't you explain, you know, what we – what you need to have in order to do the reading.
Right. Let me explain. On the radio shows, we only have a few minutes with each caller. So we need a more specific question. You know, if you're calling in, you've got a burning question. What do you really want to know? Get it as succinct as possible so that we can answer it as quickly as possible and get as much information to you as possible. Now, some of the, you know, we're a network with lots of different radio shows and hosts, and every host, if they do readings on their show, they do it differently, Dr. Rose. You know, some have no problem doing,
right.
you know, a general reading.
He will come back
specific
soon.
Specific questions.
Can you hear me? Oh, Dax, you went out again.
Okay, let me try calling back in.
Friend.
There seems to be a problem with the phone lines today. So go ahead
okay.
and try to get that question from Mella and then maybe bring on the next caller. But I'm not going to hear the question because I got to hang up and dial back in, folks. So I'm going to dial back in, everybody. Be back in.
So, all right, everyone. So, Mella, if you can hear me on the live broadcast that we're doing right now, I need you to call in. I need you to provide a specific question for you about what area of life do you want to know more about? Because we can't really do a general reading for the show. We only just spend a few minutes per person. So please do that for us. Okay, one moment. I'm having a little trouble with the studio right now. Okay, so let's try. All right, so the person who's been on the longest, I'm just going to bring you on, say hello. We will have to wait for Dax to come on for you to get a tarot reading. But he should be on promptly. So, all right. So caller with the area code 239. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
And Dax, who will eventually come back.
Hi.
Please give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. And currently I'm in California.
I'm sorry, what's your question? It could be my line. For some reason, you went out. Could you go ahead and ask your question again? Or
Yes. I'd like to know what new things you see coming in for me soon as far as my relocating and,
Okay.
Relocating. How soon you see that coming about for me? Yeah.
Okay, hon, I'm sorry. You really are going in and out. Let me ask you, let me get your first name really quickly.
Lynn, L-I-N.
Lynn, okay. And
yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling currently from California.
from California. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm calling in from California myself. So, Lynn, let's see. Our host has just dialed in, so we're going to wait to see, to hear from him. Dax, are you there? Oh, no. Okay, he's going in and out. Okay, so, Lynn, what is your question? And unfortunately, I don't do tarot, but we'll work something out.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, as I said, I'm currently calling from California, and I'd like to know what you all feel and see about how soon I will be relocating, because I'm planning on relocating, and I'd like to know how soon you see this coming forth. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to find out about relocation. Okay, that's great. It's a specific question. I do have to wait for Dax to get in, so he's been having some issues connecting. But in the meantime, let's see. Dr. Dax just came in. Okay, hold on for a second.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get in. I'm so sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Can you
no problem.
Me?
Yeah. Yes, I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Perfectly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so
there was
Dax,
massive. Yeah, hold on. Before you go on to before you go into the call with Lynn, I just want to explain that there's a massive technical problem with the phone lines right now with Blog Talk, and I tried calling back in and I couldn't even get in, so I had to switch to a different host line. I thought it was maybe and it might very well be the phone service where I'm physically located. And I tried using Skype, and I got through, but you guys couldn't hear me, so there's nothing wrong with the audio on Skype. So I had to switch back to the phone and try a backup old phone number
for the
host line to get in.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. I've been experiencing a lot of technical things going on, yeah.
There's too much energy on the show today or something going on there.
I know. Maybe it's got a Korean mantra or something. Go ahead.
So what's happening with you, Lynn?
So, as I said, I'm currently in California, and I'd like to know what you all feel or see about how soon I will be locating, because I'm so ready now. How soon do you see that coming about for me?
So how soon will you be relocating?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Okay, so this move, is it out of state? You're leaving California?
Yes, it's down south, yeah. It's in the southern southeast, yes. Mm-hmm.
The cards are saying this is something to do with something like following your passions, you know, is involved with this move. Yeah. That's what's showing up, a lot of Wands cards talking about following your passion. And actually, I got the Six of Wands. You're going to be very successful. Okay, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's
love it.
It's looking really good. It's really, and when we look at the timing of it, the timing card is the Star card. The card of optimism and hope and faith, you know, making sure you hold on to that optimism and the hope, the faith. it's card 17, which reduces to 8. 1 + 7 = 8, which is also the date today. As a matter of fact, 8 is the number of abundance. And this can happen as quickly as maybe 8 weeks or something like that. It's like a 2 month time frame by the end of the year.
Yes. Yes. I received that so much. That's confirmation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Dax. Thank you, Rose. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and the best of luck to you. I just love your energy.
Thank you.
This wonderful energy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Oops, I think I cut her off a little bit early. You have a wonderful weekend, too.
That happened.
Still hear me? Yeah. So on our Facebook live feed at psychic.net/ Facebook, Mela has said that she wants to focus on love, just any message that comes through about her love life or just love in that area of her life. Is that a good enough question for you?
Oh, sure. Sure. Right off the bat, I get the Ten of Cups, and that's literally a card of hearth and home, family life, happy and successful family life, lasting friendships, joy, harmony, matrimony. It's looking really good, Mela. It really is. Are you waiting for somebody to come in? That's what I'd like to ask her, because we could see if, you know, if somebody's possibly coming in. I actually do have an individual showing up as I pull some more cards here, Dr. Rose.
Okay. And in the interim, Mela, you can go ahead and respond in the, you know, in the comments of the
comments.
The live broadcast.
Yeah, let us know.
So
let
you,
us
are
know.
You looking for love? Like, are you expecting someone to come? That's the question that Dax has for you. If you're able
basically
to write
she's
something,
gonna
be
great. Basically, she's going to be really successful at this. There's some messages coming in from the tarot, Dr. Rose, for Mela. One is, in the beginning, she wants to adopt the outlook of the Queen of Swords. So this is somebody that is independent. So maintain your independence as you're meeting people and going into potential relationships, dating, what have you. And she's very analytical. So I think the tarot is saying, don't be swayed by your heart. Even if it's something you really, really want is a wonderful, lasting relationship, you need to be smart about this. You need to be intelligent, analytical, okay? And then this person's going to come in. At the end, we have the Queen of Hearts. So as you get into the relationship, you know, start dating, get into a relationship, at that point, you want to shift from the analytical. You're going to shift from the Queen of Swords to the Queen of Coins or the Queen of Pentacles. And the Queen of Pentacles is a very capable but uncomplicated, earthy, you know, down-to-earth, patient, nurturing kind of individual. It's the card of the nurturer. Mm-hmm. So you're going to shift how you're interacting with people, especially this particular person. Become the nurturer at that point, you know, get out of the mind and more into the physical body and emotions at that point. You're going to want to become the nurturer and be less analytical. It's in the beginning that you want to be the Queen of Swords, at least as you're heading into this. And the Page of Coins, the Page of Pentacles shows up for Mela. And it's a nice match there because the Queen of Pentacles is representing you. The Page of Pentacles is representing this person. And it's the Earth sign, okay? So I wouldn't be surprised if this person turns out to be a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. And the pages tend to be very youthful. So this person may be chronologically younger than you. He may be he or she. By the way, you know, when I use the things like the pronouns and so forth, I'm just going by what I'm seeing on the card. But it doesn't have to be a male necessarily if it's a male in the card, or a female if it's a female in the card. I just want to throw that out there for everybody listening, because nowadays, you know, Dr. Rose, there's a spectrum. A big
there is. And you know, people have a combination of both masculine and feminine energy. So what you're probably I would imagine what you're probably seeing is what might be the primary energy of this person, but it doesn't have to, it's not in relationship to gender necessarily. Let me step in also to say that Mela said that she is single, she hasn't dated in a year, and that she is looking for love. And she said her BD is a Virgo. I'm not sure what BD is.
Birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, she's a Virgo.
There you
go. Which fits in with what I just said about the Earth signs, you know. And by the way, of course, any anytime the person is the same sun sign as you, it's a natural match. And of course, I could do the numerology in the future when you know this person's birth date and your birth date. I can see if there's a natural match in the numerology there. But this person may be chronologically younger than you, or they might have they might be the same age as you, but have, or around the same age, but they might have a much younger outlook on life, perhaps. This person mm-hmm. might even be a student. So Ooh. I'm just throwing out some possibilities there. And as far as, you know, when this could happen, my spreads are not really giving me, you know,
she
it's not really
baby,
giving.
Her baby's daddy is a Virgo. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, is that
she
what that means?
See, that's what BD means.
Yeah, see, when somebody gives me a sun sign, you know, and says BD, I think birth date, birthday.
Right.
Okay. I would never guess baby daddy because, you know, that's not in my vernacular, I guess. Oh, God.
It's in mine, but. It's in mine, and I never picked it up, so it doesn't matter. That's funny.
So
okay.
What I was saying was is that I wasn't quite getting a timing, but actually if I pull more cards, and so the World card shows up, which is a really card, you know, great card to get, you know, if mm-hmm. you know, literally getting the whole world. And that's card 21, which reduces to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to be a longer period of time. So we're not talking 3 hours or 3 days. This is going to – maybe not even 3 weeks. This might be more of a three-month kind of thing.
Kind of deal.
Sometimes when you,
yeah.
Yeah, sometimes when you get the major arcana cards, it could even be 3 years. But I don't think that that's true because I only read out about 6 months tops ever, you know. So, you know, because the further
out – And
that's
out, a pretty
and
big
is,
thing to – go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? This is.
I was going to say it's hard to predict something in 3 years because a lot can change in 3 years for somebody, right?
Right, yeah. That's kind of what I was going to hit on there is the fact that the further out you go into the future, the more the timelines diverge. And mm-hmm. that's because the trajectory that you're on now, the decisions you make get muddled at that point, you know, once you go out past 6 months, you know. So it's true of any psychic reading, and that's something to look out for. In fact, I think it's on the 16th of this month on our Psychic Saturday show, Mary and I are going to be talking about what to look for in a tarot reader, Dr. Rose. It's going to be fascinating.
Ooh, okay.
And one of the things and what to avoid, and one of the things you mm-hmm. want to look for, you know, if you're doing a test reading with somebody, you know, you're testing somebody out, you know, so you're doing a short reading, you know, you've done a lot of research, you've picked this person, you know, if they're predicting things a year, 2 years, 3 years out, just run. Find another psychic or another tarot reader, you know, because any outcomes you're predicting that far out are very nebulous, very, very nebulous. You know,
right.
They shouldn't be predicting any farther than 3 to 6 months at the maximum.
Right.
Because we have free will and we can change where we want to go. Even in the interim, you know, even in the near future, Dr. Rose, if you think about it, we can only do a reading from what we call the now, right now, today,
right.
This minute, the now. So what we're talking about with timelines is that you've made all these decisions in the past that have set up a trajectory that moves through the point of time that's the now into the future, and we can pick mm-hmm. up on outcomes based on that trajectory. That's what the tarot is doing. Now, these outcomes that we predict are based on this trajectory, and if you decide to make different decisions, the trajectory then changes. And of course, the farther out you go, the harder it is to predict those decision patterns, and the timelines diverge. Okay, so
okay.
That's why. That's the technical explanation of why we can only really read 3 to 6 months into the future. Anybody that's giving you outcomes, potential outcomes, a year, 2, 3 years out into the future, yeah, like I said, just run. Find another psychic, find another tarot reader. And we'll be talking more about this
right.
on Saturday. I believe it's Saturday the 16th. I'll be doing upcoming shows in a little while here, and we'll look at that. So I hope that answers Bella's questions, and it looks like some really good stuff potentially happening for her. You want to go back
Why
to the phone lines? Or?
Yeah, we'll take another call, and then we'll do the, you know, half show announcement. So we have a person from area code 773. This is Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. You're on the air. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Jamel from Chicago.
Jamel from Chi-Town. All right. Okay. So what we would like to hear, right? What we'd like to hear from you is, okay, so what is your question? Or do you want to talk about something? The lines are open, so it's your floor.
Okay, my question is, I met a young lady a few months ago, and everything's been cool and stuff, and I'm just calling to see what you guys vibe with me and her, what you guys see coming forward with me and her.
Oh, good. Ooh, dating questions. I like that.
Well, it's always fun, right?
Isn't it, right?
Absolutely.
You meet somebody. I wish
I
had more of that in my past. I could have avoided some catastrophes there.
That's right. You should have found your tarot reader sooner. Call me up. I'll help you out. Oh, boy. I got some good stuff for Jamel in here, though.
Oh, right.
So right off the bat, there's a lot of potential for success with the...
We're getting some feedback. Jamel, I'm going to put you on hold just for a moment while Dax is doing his reading, and then we'll come back, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what that... I thought he was asking a question or something. I thought I heard someone talking.
No, it was you. You're getting some feedback. Go ahead and finish with the topic.
Oh, there was feedback on his line. Okay, let me start that over again. So what I was trying to tell Jamel is there's a lot of potential for success with this current relationship. I don't know. Well, I don't know how far you're into it. Should we call it a relationship, or maybe it's just dating? But whatever it is, there's a lot of potential. So the nine of cups shows up. Cups are emotions, and in tarot, traditionally, this is literally the wish come true card, followed by the six of wands, following your passion, and it's coming into success and harmony and balance. So the potential is huge. The rest of the reading, it's giving some information, Dr. Rose, for Jamel on what to look out for as you move forward into this. The very next card, remember I was mentioning how six is a number of a return to balance and harmony after the chaos of five. So that's why the six of wands is a success card. Wands is fire, so that's passion, you know, following your passion. And, you know, that kind of energy, virility, things like that. The very next card, the only major arcana card that shows up is temperance. Temperance is another card of harmony and balance, moderation, patience, successful negotiations, the blending of opposites, the marrying of opposites. The wings on the angel are crimson. That's the passion. The tunic that the angel's wearing is white. You know, that's purity. And so it's a blending of those things. And so while follow your passion, but while you're following your passion with this, you know, potentially really good relationship, is to remember to strike a balance. It's about cooperation and the marrying of opposites. You know, it's not just the marrying of opposites, but, you know, the marrying of any two things into a new thing. And that's what happens when we start a relationship, right, Rose?
Right, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's two formerly individual individuals who now have this common thing. And so something new is created, and we have to keep that in mind, that we're not an individual anymore. Now we're part of a couple. There's got to be cooperation. You know, what's another good word for that that I'm trying to think of, Dr. Rose? In relation,
oh, I don't
cooperation
know.
In cooperation in relationships. Simple word.
Well, you're not talking about compromise, are you?
Yeah, you know, like that's good enough. Let's go with compromise. Okay, so you got to learn to, you
okay.
know, compromise and you know, mediate your situations. You know, when inevitably, it's not all sunshine and roses and wine and hot dates. You know, there's some conflicts is going to show up. And actually, two
yeah.
of the cards that show up right after the Temperance card are cards of conflict.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, or I'm not even going into specific things that might be coming up here. We don't have time to do that, actually. We need to, you know, move on to other callers. But I just want to – overall, just – the tarot is saying it's going to happen. Look out for it. When you see any minor, and it doesn't have to be a major thing. It could be a minor little disagreement on something. When that arises,
mm-hmm.
go back to the Temperance card. Remember, the Temperance card is the only major arcana card showing up here. So it's big deal important. Okay. So remember
okay.
the cooperation. Remember the compromise.
Okay.
But do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy?
That's a good point. Let me bring Jamel back
so that's
on
what
for
the,
a quick second to check in with him.
Yeah, that's what the tarot is saying, Jamel. What do you think?
I think
Jamel?
It sounds good. It makes
oh.
sense. Yeah, I'm here. I think it sounds good. It's making sense, and yeah. A few things, a little bumps in the road have happened, but I'm learning how to be
yep.
patient about things and just go on with the flow, you know?
That's
yes.
Good.
And some of those cards of, right. I mean, some of those cards that of conflict that came up, you know, might be actually talking about things from the past like that have happened. And that's a big part of the Temperance card is, you know, the harmony, you know, striking the balance, the compromise, but also patience. Patience is a big aspect of the Temperance card. And it looks like, you know, it's just confirming that for you. I always say tarot is 90% confirmation, 10% new information. So I hope that helps
okay.
out.
Yeah, it helped out a lot. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks
well,
for
thank
the call,
you so
Jamel.
Much, Jamel, for... Yeah, for calling into
yeah.
the show.
I
so
just
want
to, I
the,
just want, real quick before we go to another call, I just want to leave Jamel with, I don't want to leave on a negative note, you know, and I want
right.
to reemphasize those first two cards that I got, the Success card, the Six of Wands, and the Wish Come True card, the Nine of Cups, that there's a lot of big potential here. Another thing I wanted to throw out there, Dr. Rose, is that folks can book a private, longer reading with me. They can just go to my page, psychictalk.net/DAX. psychictalk.net/DAX. Yep. Go ahead.
All right.
Rose.
Okay, so we're
oh,
at the
are we doing...
about midway into the show.
Okay,
DAX.
So we
Did
should
you...
do the – we should do some
the mid-show
upcoming shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, did you want to go ahead
well,
and do that, or did you want me to?
Yeah, I'm all set and ready to do that, and thanks for bringing that up. And, you know, what I just said about, you know, booking a private session, that fits in perfectly with, you know, doing the announcements. Go to my page, psychictalk.net/DAX, and Dr. Rose's page is psychictalk.net/DRRose, Dr. Rose. So it's psychictalk.net/DRROSE. You can go over, read more about Dr. Rose, all kinds of ways to contact her in between shows, ask questions about mantras, get some life coaching, all those things over on her page, and you can visit my page as well. So coming up on the network, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say something really quickly. So when you go to my page, I also have a YouTube channel that's been doing quite well, I have to say. So I also give some extra information and meditations and mantras on there, and you are more than welcome to comment and get your questions asked there as well. So I just wanted to throw that in. I think that's on my bio. So if not, we'll do it soon. Go ahead, Dak.
I think it's already on there. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll look at that while we're chatting here.
Yeah,
I'll go over to your page.
It is on there.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you guys can always check out the upcoming shows just by going to the upcoming shows page. It's real easy, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And as a matter of fact, let me grab that and put that in our Facebook Live here for everybody listening on Facebook. And that's where you'll find it, folks, if you go over to our group, psychictalk.net/Facebook. All righty. So tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th, we have open lines and mini readings with Mary Brown and myself. Mary is a certified tarot master. She is the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And we'll be taking calls all show long tomorrow, November 9th. And then on Sunday, November 10th, it's Angels, Calling All Angels with special guest Catherine Hahn on the Magic Universe show with Sharona Rapsick. They'll be taking your calls and doing mini readings and angel messages this Sunday. Then on Monday, it's a double feature, Wisdom of the Soul with host Janice Fuchs, and Recognizing What Your Gifts Are on the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show with Catherine Hahn. So double feature on Monday. And then, of course, we'll be back next Friday with another Open Lines and Mini Reading show, Dr. Rose and I, all show long. I love these open line shows, actually, Rose.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like meeting the people and then finding out what their questions are.
Yeah. Oh, and I did want to mention, because remember I was going to look it up to make sure, confirm the date on that show I was discussing, November 16th. It is Saturday, November 16th. So Rose and I will be on next Friday, and then Mary and I will be back on next Saturday, November 16th. And the show is What to Look For and Avoid in a Tarot Reader. And, of course, we'll be doing open lines and mini readings all show long as well. But interesting topic. And Mary and I will be giving our ideas. I gave a clue on today's show, what to look out for. And I'll be repeating that, and Mary and I will be coming up with some tips on what to look for in a tarot reader. And so there you go. That is what's coming up over the next week. And you can just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And before we go back to phone lines, real quick, Dr. Rose, I want to mention that our Friday and Saturday shows are always sponsored by the Tarot Guild. This is the international organization for professional tarot readers, as well as enthusiasts and students of tarot. And it has been so since 2004. We just had our 15th anniversary. We're in our 16th year of the Tarot Guild, Dr. Rose.
Yay! All right.
So if you're a tarot enthusiast or a student or want to become a student or a professional reader, join us at the Tarot Guild. You can go over to psychictalk.net/guild. And over there, if you're a professional reader, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your certification for $27. It's never been that low. We're doing a special, and you can just go to psychictalk.net/guild and sign up for the Tarot Guild and get your certification if you're a professional reader. Now, if you're new to tarot and numerology, my course is on there too. It's a $197 course called Tarot by the Numbers, where you get a strong foundation in both tarot and numerology. But you can sign up. You can. Are you ready, Rose? You can enroll for $27. I kid
Woo-hoo!
You not.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
That's right. That's right. And if you want to do all three, if you want to join the Tarot Guild, enroll in my course, and then when you're done with the course, get certified, You can get all three for $44. And all of those options are available on that page, psychytalk.net/guild. So I'm going to pop that in for our Facebook Live listeners here. And we can go back to the phone lines. Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Okay. So the person who's been waiting the longest, the area code is 519. Hi, caller. You are on the show. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi there. This is Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, Jennifer from Canada. All right. So this is the first time. I don't think I've ever talked to someone from Canada on the show. So welcome to the show, Jennifer. And do you have any questions? Is there a topic you'd like to talk about? What can we do for you?
Okay, so this question is probably for Dax because it's a tarot question. So
perfect.
I've pulled my cards a couple times. I keep getting the Page of Wands in regards to what's coming up next. I interpret that as more of a time frame. How would he interpret it? And I also, at the same time today, got the Hermit. So I'm just wondering, maybe he can pull a card for me, see if it corresponds, or if he can just explain how he would interpret that. That would be great.
Let's see what's coming up here. All right, so let me clarify. My mind was kind of giving me the wrong images in my head here when you were saying that. You said the Page of Wands, right?
You know what? I think it was Page of Swords. Sorry.
Oh, the Page of Swords.
And in reference to what? It was an outcome card, you think, or what was it?
Well, it was basically in regards to work. So how the next, 6 months in regards to career would turn. Now, maybe I said the wrong one. I thought it was Page of Wands, but maybe it was Page of Swords.
Yeah, and, just in general, all pages have several different correspondences. First of all, it corresponds numerologically. It's the 11 card. It's the Master Illuminator 11. And if you think of some of the general associations people have used, all the pages are about messages coming through. Well, that's a form of illumination. There are also cards of education, learning. There's illumination as well. Again, yeah. So, if it's the wands, and there's not a whole heck of a lot of difference except for the fact that you're looking at the energy based on, what's the element involved here. So with the wands, it's the fire energy. It's following your passion. With the swords, it's more mental thoughts and ideas. And, the Page of Swords has a single sword. So it's focusing in on a single idea and running with it is what that's talking about.
Okay, it was the wands. I just checked.
Okay, so that's more about following your passions. Okay, and, there's a lot of different things the Page of Wands can mean. It can mean travel, especially overseas, foreign countries, things like that, people that speak foreign languages. It can mean a million different things, But in general, not knowing the whole situation and pulling cards, if I'm just going by that card, it's more study and following your passions along those lines. So to move forward, it's talking, especially in career or anything along those, that kind of a path, it's talking about, getting more information, holding on to your passion on it, or if you don't have a passion for it yet, reexamining that whole dynamic. Is this something I'm just doing because it's a job, or is this something I'm doing because I'm really passionate about it? Okay. And
okay,
this is
the
very
studying
interesting.
Makes a lot of sense because
okay,
the next
good.
6 months for this job, all I'm doing is studying. So October to March is all studying. So that is what I asked for the next 6 months. So education makes sense.
Right. And then when I draw cards on it, this is what I get. The Death card, which is the end of one cycle and the beginning of a brand new cycle. And that's exactly what's happening with you. the Knight of Wands. That's another card about, and even more strongly than the Page of Wands, the Knight of Wands is really following your passions. It's action. It's getting out there. The Knights are the card, are the 22s, the Master Builder number cards in tarot. And so it's the Master Builder. It's building something for the future. It's moving forward. And following that is the Ace of Pentacles, a brand new opportunity in that vein, which leads to the Six of Pentacles at the end. Good fortune, you know, karmic debt coming through in a positive way, becoming successful. Six is always a number of harmony and balance. And so forth like that. So yeah, this is looking really, really good. And it's telling you really to go for it. This opportunity is there through the additional education and to really go for that.
Excellent. Thank you, Dax.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling into the show. So let's go on to our next caller. This person has been calling in from area code 916. 916, give us your name and let us know where you're calling from. Hello?
916
caller?
They dropped. They dropped
off. Oh, they
dropped?
Okay,
yeah. Before we,
sure.
Before we go to the next caller, I just wanted to mention I love calls like Jennifer's, because she's asking a question, we're pulling cards, we're doing what we normally do, but she's also asking questions about tarot and numerology and, you know, how do you interpret this card? And things like that are fun, because a lot of people listening to these shows are tarot readers or budding tarot readers, and they're learning, and it's just a lot of fun. So let's see if one of the other lines will pick up. Yeah, 916 dropped off.
Okay, so let's see. The next person who's waiting is in area code 201. Hi, caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jackie from New Jersey. Welcome to the show. What questions do you have for us, or did you want to talk about something? What can we do for you?
I just want to see what the cards say about my near future in terms of moving forward and work.
Okay, now when you mean,
you know, taking care of balancing work and home.
Gotcha. Okay. Balancing work and home.
Yes. And the cards say, you know, that this is a deep desire and concern for you, and you can make it happen. So just like with the previous caller, I got the Nine of Cups yet again. And
wow.
It's an excellent, Jackie, that's an excellent card to get. That's your wish come true. You can make this happen. Remember, cups is emotions. And right after that is the Ace of Cups. That, you know, that's the beginning or essence of joy and this peace and balance and you know, be able to balance work and life, and it's the beginning of that. It really is. Now, you already have all the tools that you need to make this happen. You do. But what the tarot is saying is that there's some blocks that are holding you back from this. The only major arcana card that shows up is the Devil card, and the Devil card is about attachments. Attachment. It could be attachments to anything. It can mean a lot of different things. I mean, uncontrolled lust and anger, sexual obsession, manic behavior, illusions, addictions, addictions to love, addictions to money, addictions to illicit substances. I mean, you know, alcohol. It could be a lot of different addictions. It can be someone that's being a hoarder, you know, or love of money or physical wealth. It can mean a lot of different things, but the main focus here, you know, because I don't have time to go into a full reading on this to figure that part out, is just keep that in mind that there are attachments to things, and typically it's in your past, that you're dragging along with you either consciously or subconsciously, that you need to let go of so that you can establish the equanimity and balance and harmony again. I hope that makes some sense. Now, some of these things are emotional. Does that make sense, Jack?
Yeah, but explain the emotional part of it.
Yeah, so the emotion, there's an emotional part to this, because the very last card that shows up is the Eight of Cups. Again, cups, we're talking about emotions. Eight is the number of abundance. So typically, and you know, you look at that, and usually the way people look at this is in more of a negative view, that there's emotional baggage you have to let go of. But there's a positive aspect to that. You know, people always ask me, you know, when we're talking about the numerology and I say eight is abundance, like, well, what does abundance have to do with this? Well, it's telling you how you get to the abundance. In the card, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, all the cups are stacked up nice and neat, and the individual is walking away from them up a hill. He or she has a walking stick and a traveling cloak on, and they're moving onward and upward to bigger and better things. They're moving away from these cups. And these are emotions from the past. It could be anything. It could be around relationships. It could be around previous work or job situations or home. Because the main overall arc we're talking about here is establishing that, you know, balance between work and home. And so there's some, and it's right next to the devil card where we were talking about these attachments. So it's emotional attachments that you need to let go of so that you can move forward, onward and upward. And there's a lot of ways to do that. You may be already aware of some of these things, and you can do tapping or, you know, many other modalities to release them. Sometimes you're unaware of them, okay? And when you're unaware of them, there's really only two ways you can go. There's the positive and the negative, okay? So the negative way, and it's typically what most therapists do, and what we're, you know, when people first think about handling an issue, it's what they first think about. I have to unroot this. I have to find out what it is. And you can certainly do that. You can go to a hypnotherapist and get some past life regression. You can just get some, you know, in life regression. You know, your subconscious will take you back. Your subconscious will take you back to where these blocks are, and you'll be able to root them out. And sometimes just becoming aware of them allows you to move on and let go of them, you know. So that's what, you know, typically what people do. But there's the other way of doing it, and that's the positive. And that's to, you know, overshadow, eliminate, and let go simply by focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want. It's by establishing ritual around that in order to get in alignment with the law of attraction. And it starts by writing these things down. You know, when you say balance between work and home, career, and everything else, you know, what does that mean? It's different for every person. Take a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. No, don't use your pad or your computer or your phone. Get a real old-fashioned piece of paper and a pen. And there's something magical that happens when you write things down. So write this stuff down. Mm-hmm. Write down everything you can possibly think of. Maybe even draw a line down the page, and on the left, write down everything you don't want. And on the right, write down everything you do want. And that way, you're telling the universe what to bring in. And remember, the light is infinitely more powerful than the dark. As soon as you shine the light, the darkness disappears, right? So this is the positive way of handling this. Yeah. So see what I mean, Dr. Rose? Instead of doing what most people first think of and what most therapists are going to do to, you know, root out what it is and eliminate it. I'm not saying not do that. I'm just saying that you can knock it out with the light. by pursuing what you want and attracting that in and taking your focus and attention, even if you're not conscious of what these blocks are, you know there's something there. You know that you're not getting the balance and equanimity that you want. So your focus is on it even if you don't know what it is. So you have to shift the focus. Alternatively, see some practitioners, people that can help you find out what these things are. See a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, somebody that does emotional freedom techniques, you know, tapping techniques, which works really, really powerfully well on getting rid of any blocks or things from your past. And, it's called emotional freedom techniques. That's why it's called that. You're releasing these emotions. Yes. So there you go. Wonderful. I hope that helped you out, Jackie.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You're very
awesome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show. So are we ready to take another caller?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So our next caller is calling from area code 931. 931. Hi, you're on the air with us, and let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, okay. Hi there. My name is Maggie, and I'm calling from Billings.
Billings?
And, yes.
Montana? Awesome.
Oh, Montana. Okay, sorry. Give me a moment.
Sure.
Well, welcome to the show.
Obviously,
Maggie.
Dr. Rose did not get her doctorate in geography. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. I could say the one state that's not always in the news is Montana, which is a good thing.
Yeah. There you go.
I forgot about Billings, Montana. Well, Maggie, welcome to being on the air
Thank
with
you.
Us. What
Thank
can
you.
We do for you today?
Okay. So, I'm basically changing my life, and I've relocated to this area here from another town in Billings, about three and a half hours away. And the career thing seems to be blocked, and I don't know why. I have a good idea. I want to see what the cards have to say about that. And see if I'm right.
Before we're going to do that, because like I said earlier in the show, tarot is 90% confirmation, only 10% new information. And I love it when people say, I don't know what it is, but I have an idea what it is. It's like, wait a minute. No, you do know what it is. And it's all about, we are so afraid to listen to our intuition. You know, it's crazy. And the only reason, I'm not doing this to knock you, Maggie. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's, thousands and thousands of people listening to us right now. And they're in the same situation. And, I always tell people, do a gut check. You know, put your hand on your abdomen and just take a deep breath and ask yourself, is this good for me? Is this bad for me? Just ask the questions. You're going to get a gut reaction to it. Listen to your gut, people. Listen to the intuition. It brings a whole new meaning to that, to the old phrase, oh, they got guts. Yeah, because they listen to them. Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you something. If it's okay with you, would it be okay to get your birth month and day?
Sure. January 9th.
January 9. Okay, so that is just freaky synchronicity
is that
here.
Capricorn?
Remember, what is that?
What's that?
Is that Capricorn? Earth sign
what,
or
yeah,
Capricorn?
Capricorn? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I study astrology a little bit on the side, so I just wanted to know. That's all. See if my memory is correct.
It's no accident that Maggie's calling in and that we're taking her call today, because earlier in the show, in the beginning, I gave the numerology of the date and I said it's a 22/4. Mm-hmm. Well, when I look at your personal year number, it's a 22/4. Normally, we would just say four. You're in a 4 year. Okay, and the reason why I said 22/4 is because before I reduced to 4, I got 22, which is the master builder number. This is a, you know, we still got a couple months left, in, you know, or a month and a half left in this year, and this is all about building things and establishing foundations, and it makes perfect sense. People make moves in a 4-year and reestablish things. Okay, so now next year, in 2020, you're going to go into a 5-year. It's a high-energy year. You can get a lot accomplished. The other side of the coin is it's also the number – 5 is the number of chaos. Okay, so you don't want to make any big, giant decisions in 2020. You want to wait till 2021 when you're in a 6-year. So in 2020, you're just going to ride the roller coaster. Okay? There's going to be ups and downs. You know, there's going to be ups and downs, but you're forewarned here. You already know, okay? And so don't sign any contracts. You don't want to start a new business next year. You don't want to get married next year. You don't want to have children next year. You don't want to do anything big next year. You want to wait till you either want to do it. You want to do it now before the end of 2019, or you want to wait till 2021, okay? What year were you born in, just out of curiosity?
61.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm 64. Okay, so you are a nine life path. And those are natural leaders. They're the old souls and all.
Okay.
And they want to help other people. I'm getting a lot of background noise on the line, Rose.
Maggie, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold just for the moment, and then I'll bring you back on. Go ahead, Dex.
Yeah, and you have a one attitude. You know, one is self, okay? And so you just want to honor that. You know, you're not happy if you're not putting the focus on yourself while using that to help other people. There's a little bit of a dichotomy going on here between your life path and your attitude number, 1 and 9. You know, because nines are selfless and ones could be selfish. Okay. The trick is to use your abilities. Ones are also natural leaders as well as nine. So it's to use that ability. And, you know, ones like being on stage and, you know, being the person in charge and all that kind of thing. So using that to help other people is the clue here. Now, we've got to go back to the now I forget the original question. Okay, so we haven't even drawn cards yet. We've been doing the numerology, which is great.
Oh, why would he bring her back on?
Tons of information. What was the question, Rose, again? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm trying to bring her – I'm getting it Maggie all... back on. Oh, there you go. Maggie, go ahead.
Yes.
Your original
question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my question was career path. Do you see employment coming soon? What do you see opportunity coming? That's what I need to know.
Okay, let's see.
I do have some interviews.
It's really
scheduled.
Good. Yeah.
I just don't know. I just don't know what I want to be, what I want to do.
Okay,
and I was in healthcare.
That kind of explains why the cards are coming up muddled. You know, the answer's not super clear to your specific question, and that often happens when you need to do something else. You need, and a lot of these things are about working on yourself. Remember, I did that whole thing in the beginning talking about, you know, listening to your intuition. Well, the Queen of Cups shows up, and that is the card of that. That is the card of listening to your gut instincts, getting in touch with your psychic ability. And the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles, also shows up, which is the nurturing card, adopting that nurturing outlook. If I get that card and the person is going to go to an interview, I say, you know, adopt that attitude, the attitude of the Queen of Cups and the Queen of Pentacles. You know, Be the nurturer in the interview. Use your gut instincts in the interview and follow what comes up. Do a they don't even need to know you're doing this. Just do a gut check, you know. I'd be very careful on any interviews coming up real soon, because I'm getting cards that are talking about not everything about these positions is clear. There's some hidden aspects to it that you need to figure this out. You need to figure this out.
Okay.
So most of this, what's showing up is you know, if you do go on interviews, it's giving a little bit of what to do, warnings on what to look out for, you know, check all of the fine print. There's something hidden here. And also, you know, do the gut check, listen to your intuition, be the nurturer through the whole thing. Okay. But in general, it's talking, it's telling you what to do, that you in general need to work on these things and, you know, get a stronger focus on what you really want. And your intuition is going to take you there. Okay. Also, you want to focus on something that is a little bit more emotionally satisfying. So I'm getting the Three of Cups, which is a card of celebration, happy conclusion, friendships, bonding, mutual agreements. You know, they're raising their cups up, you know, and cups is emotion. So like I said, something that's emotionally satisfying is the direction you really want to go into. And it actually may come through friends. It may even be you getting together with some other friends to do something else, to not, you know, work for the man, but to be the man, you know, be the woman, you know, start your own thing together, you know, is the feeling I'm getting from this.
Okay.
So I hope that gives you some clues.
Yeah, thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate it. And Dr. Rose, thank you for your time.
Awesome,
Maggie. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, before we go on to the – oh, go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just going to say goodbye to Maggie. You didn't give you an opportunity. Bye, Maggie.
Oh, did I move too fast?
Sorry about that.
Maggie.
Yeah, we're trying to get used to Dr. Rose running the switchboard here, and we don't have our timing down yet, and so we're going to work on that before the next show. It's okay. New stuff.
I did wanted to say something for Maggie and people like her. Whenever you're confused or you're not sure about something, you know, there is a wonderful mantra, gum, that can remove that obstacle for you. Because it really is an obstacle when you're not sure, you're not clear, you're not listening to your intuition. You know, there are all this, whatever, we call it negative energy, but maybe negative thoughts that are going on in your mind about, you know, your whatever you're confused about, you know, or you're not clear about. But if you're unclear, chant the mantra, gum. You can even do it just 27 times. You don't have to do a full 108, but just chant gum. And in fact, that's a mantra that I chant at the beginning of my day. And I just, you know, ask for clearance of obstacles within myself as well as outside of myself. So that's a good mantra to chant, Maggie, if you're into chanting mantras. And let's go to our next caller who's been – oh, go ahead. You got another –
I got one thing in between calls. I like to mention things like this, and what I want to say to Maggie and Jackie and everybody we've had on so far, and I think we have time maybe for one more call, is we only have so much time on these shows, and so I want to remind everybody. I told everybody in the beginning of the show, you know, to book a private session so you know we can talk about these things privately and you know, go longer than a couple of minutes. What I want to mention here is that I have a flash sale that I do on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, and the flash sale is going on right now. You can go over to psychictalk.net/flash, and you could book a reading with me. And I normally charge about $97. Actually, I do. I charge $97. Yeah. You can book an email or text session reading with me for $19.97 or a live session for $37. So basically what it is I can do a reading for you through email or through text. Like we can get on Facebook Messenger. I have a lot of clients that do this. They just message me on Facebook and say, Dax, I need a question answered, you know, and, you know,
right.
We do a quick text session, which lasts about 15, 20 minutes, you know, and you can book one of those for $19.97. Or if you want to get on a Facebook call or Skype or phone for a little bit longer than that, typically 20, 30 minutes or so, it's $37. So huge discounts there on the flash sale, psychictalk.net/flash. So you guys can go ahead and book a session with me. And I'll put it in the Facebook Live for everybody on the Facebook Live. Alrighty.
Yeah. And as you guys can tell, Dax does wonderful tarot readings. I've had a tarot reading done by you as well. I was thinking about asking for another one, but not on the show.
Right.
Okay, so we have our next caller is calling in from area code 203. 203, please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut, and I feel so lucky because I got disconnected 4 times, and I know you're at the end
oh,
of the
wow.
show. So
I told you that Blog Talk was having phone problems. I knew
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I just
well,
knew
you
it.
Know, Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Are we in Mercury retrograde? I'm not an astrologer. I'm a tarot reader and numerologist.
Oh,
so
yeah, I
yes, last
I no
Thursday, yes, we're in it. Just begun.
Oh, that
oh, okay.
explains it. That
wow.
explains what's been going on.
And Mercury is transiting the sun, 11-11, meaning you literally will be able to see it go across the sun, but don't look at the sun.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Sounds like you should be an astrology host for our network here. You know a lot
yeah,
about
you should
astrology.
Be on the network. You should.
You put it in a little
Pat, you need your own show, Pat.
I know. Thank you. I'm going to give you a choice unless you want me to pick. Could you either help me with my dog, and he's old and just, you know, going into health stuff,
mm-hmm.
or me, where everything's crumbling, and as you say, I have a clue. I think probably all the crumbling and falling apart is correct, but when it hits the financial, I can't. Be brave anymore. You know, I think
okay,
the planets
Pat.
Are really. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was saying.
Can you hear me?
It's okay, Pat. Yep, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so it sounds like that's what we're supposed to focus on. So can you turn that into a question? What's the burning question? What's the aspect you really don't get or want to know?
I know everything's falling apart, including the finances, but. Can you help me with finances? Because this is where it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have the least control over as far as coping. But just mainly, do you see finances improving at all?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the short answer is yes, but I want to ask Dr. Rose. Dr. Rose, we have another show coming up where we're going to – I don't know if it's – I think it's later in this month. I want to say the 23rd. Mary and I are going to talk about de-stressing and surviving the holidays.
That's right.
We're on
the
precipice of this. Yeah. And the reason I bring this up for Pat is because I feel Pat has a lot of stress around this, you know, and I definitely want you to listen in on that show because we're going to be doing NLP techniques and using tarot and a lot of different ways to de-stress. But I wanted to ask you, Dr. Rose, what's the mantra for that? How do people – what mantra should people, you know, take some quiet time and use it to de-stress? And by the way, if you have one, I want to put that in our survival guide. Because we have a survival guide for de-stressing and surviving the holidays. What's your suggestion?
Okay, and just really quickly, Pat, I put you on mute for a second because we're getting some background noise there, but I'll bring you back on. So there are a couple of things. Because the holidays are coming up, it's a very stressful time. People are thinking about purchasing gifts or they're not able to, especially regarding money and finances. And what I'm going to suggest two things. One thing is that you spend 10 minutes a day. This is a very simple meditation, and you're not even doing anything particular. But basically what you're doing is that for the first 5 minutes, I want you to focus on relaxing every muscle in your body from your head down to your foot. And just, you can even say to yourself, relax, or I'm relaxing my face, I'm relaxing my neck and my shoulders, I'm relaxing, you know, my torso, my arms, my hands, you know, my legs, et cetera, my feet. I want you to do that first for the first 5 minutes. And then the next 5 minutes, you just focus on your breathing. Just listen to your breathing. Don't worry about if you have thoughts that come through or whatnot. That happens, especially if you're new at doing something like this. But what you'll find is that it'll help to settle you a lot more. I know that I've done this technique, 5 minutes of relaxing my body and then 5 minutes of listening to my breathing, when I can't sleep. Like for some reason I'm flopping around in bed, I can't find a position, and I'm thinking it's the pillows or whatever. But usually I'll get up, even if it's, you know, in the middle of the night, I'll do this 5 minute thing. And then once I go back to sleep, I sleep like a baby. So I recommend that for everybody because of the holiday season and how stressful that can be, especially, you know, meeting up with family members. Not everybody has, you know, great family members. So there's a lot of stress that's out there for that. The second thing is that if you are working on, you know, bringing more income into your life, the mantra to chant, is Shreem Brzee. That's Shreem Brzee. It's spelled S-H-R-E-E-M. And the next word is Brzee, B-R-Z-E-E. And that's all about bringing in more wealth. And whether or not a person is, you know, mantras take some time sometimes to work. It really depends upon your karmic issues. But I recommend chanting at least, I would say, if you can't do 108 times, then I would at least do 54, okay? And it's a short mantra. You should be able to do it in just a few minutes, maybe under 5 minutes or so, okay? So that's my recommendation, Dax.
Awesome. See, I always know that Dr. Rose has something.
Yeah. Okay, Pat,
okay.
Let me bring her back and see if the background noise is a little bit better. Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Back.
Hi.
Okay, so now Dax is going to focus on your reading.
Thank you.
All righty. So I do have some, you know, some good news, really, and I don't know if all of this is really what you want to hear or not, but I'm going to go ahead and, Pat, I'm going to put you back on hold for just a second because there's still a lot of line noise there, Rose. And your finances can – the answer is here. You know, you definitely can get – the finances where you want them to be. The central focus is the Ten of Pentacles, which is a card of financial stability, and it's surrounding family, even an inheritance or something like that, genealogy, legacy. It's a legacy card, really, but it's, you know, it's the highest numbered, you know, 10 card of this suit, Pentacles, which is about finances and everything earth, so everything material. Okay, it's looking really, really good that you already have all the skills and abilities that you need to make this happen. It's just, it's like you're not going down the right path, Pat. The Eight of Pentacles shows up, which is a card about the profitable use of one's skills, talents, enthusiasm. I think there's a lack of enthusiasm, and the cards give us a clue of what's going on here because we have the Ace of Cups and the Devil card. The Devil card came up with a previous caller. It's about attachments to things in the past. It's about blockages, and whether it's conscious or unconscious, you know, connection. And when you combine that with the Ace of Cups, which is the beginning or essence of joy, and it has a lot of other meanings too. All the aces are the essence of the suit in the beginning, you know, cups being emotions. I'm trying to get a handle on this. I'd have to do a much longer reading, but I get the strong feeling that the reason why you're having the issues you're having is that one, the focus is on with you is whether it's conscious or unconscious, you got your focus set on the way things are right now and most recently, and the finances and everything going out of whack and everything going out of whack and things like that. And that in your pursuits in the financial area, whether it be career, job, what have you, business, you're not really focused in on A, what you really want, like with the previous caller. And I think, was that Mags? I think Maggie. And the other thing,
right,
might have been Jackie, but I think it was Maggie. And the other thing is, following pursuits along this direction, business, career, job, whatever, that are emotionally satisfying. Okay? You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And
yeah,
you need to be focusing in. And remember when I talked with the previous caller about the positive and negative ways of maybe that's a bad way of saying it. You know, it's the backward way and the forward way. I can't say it a good way, where you either, you know, find the blockages and get rid of them, or you overshadow the blockages by focusing in on what you want and shine the light on the corners, and the darkness dissipates, because the light always wins over the darkness. And so you need to figure out exactly what it is you want and focus in on that. And that's how you're going to end up at this Ten of Pentacles, how you're going to end up in a position where financially is the goal. You know, everything's financially where you need it to be. But finances are not – the cards are saying that – trying to word this right, that Pat, don't focus on the finances. That's a natural outcome of what you should be focusing on, which is what to do. And it needs to be something you're passionate about. You need to follow your passion. It needs to be something that's going to be ultimately emotionally fulfilling. And typically what that means in this realm is what is emotionally fulfilling is something where you are helping other people solve a problem. You're helping other people. Okay. So how do you do this? Okay. What you're going to do is, remember I mentioned the Eight of Pentacles, which also eight, there's that abundance card again. This is how you get abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the profitable use of one's skills. So Dr. Rose, what the cards are saying is that Pat already has the knowledge, skills, and abilities that she needs to do this. She just has to figure what this is. Okay, so you're going to look at what your skills and abilities are, and you're going to think, how does this solve a problem for someone else? Mm. And that's what's called, in the business world, we call that creating value. Everything that everybody does, remember, money's just an exchange of energy. Any way that anybody exchanges energy, whether it's barter or money with another person, someone's paying somebody else for something. It's always because we're solving a problem for that person. Always. I don't care if you're right, pumping gas at a gas station, you know, or inventing the next iPhone. You're solving a problem for somebody, okay? So the cards are saying that you need to take your focus off the finances. Take your focus off the lack, focus instead mm-hmm. on what you want to draw in. And the way you do that is thinking outside the box, sitting back, contemplating your skills and abilities. You might have to, like with the previous caller, pull out a piece of paper, start writing down all the details, everything you know, right, people you know, things you've done in the past, work you've done in the past, problems you've solved for people in the past, which might not have anything to do with the work you currently or used to do, in anything where you solve problems for other people. And then how do I create value around that? And creating value means that you are creating a solution for other people. Once you grab onto that and you can offer that to other people, you're going to end up at the Ten of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring Pat back on.
Okay.
Does that
okay.
make any sense?
Okay, forgive the wind in the background. That's the noise that you hear. That's a phenomenal reading, both personally and also, my goodness, what, how talented you are, how skillful. A lot of things I need to think about, and I'll give you some feedback. I'm doing so much healing right now and so much putting my life hopefully together at age 66 that I'm focusing on all that. And what I've been doing, mm-hmm. you're making me realize, is just like, what do they say, with a lick and a prayer, just hoping the finances come in without really thinking about it till I get through, you know, all the healing, where I'm then stronger and able to then go out into the world and really put myself out there. And I think I know what it is. It's animal portraits, probably. But that's just, your reading's phenomenal.
Beautiful. Yeah.
At the very least,
really,
it's food for thought.
Yeah.
Right.
Lot for me to think about that's going to help me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. Awesome call to end the show on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the
call.
And
I want to thank all of our callers today, Lynn, Jamel, Jennifer, Jackie, Maggie, and Pat. Thank you so much for calling in to our show today.
Awesome.
And go ahead,
and thank
Pat.
You, Dr. Rose.
Yeah, thank you. This was a fun show. And we had a decent number of people watching the live stream, so how exciting that is.
Absolutely. So I want to leave everybody with this. We don't have a show without you, okay? So tell your family and friends. Tell people to go over to the Facebook group. You yourself go over there, join the group, like the page. PsycheTalk.net/Facebook will take you over there. If we didn't get your call today, I'll be on with Mary Brown tomorrow. It's going to be a show of open lines all show long. We're going to do this all over again. And I want to thank all the great callers that we had and the listeners. Remember to sign up for my flash sale. Go ahead and book a reading. And it's a
Absolutely.
Really great deal. PsycheTalk.net/flash. That's PsycheTalk.net/flash. And you can book a session with me for as low as $19.97 or one on the phone or Skype or Facebook call for $37. I normally charge $97. So this is a great, awesome deal that I only do on Fridays and Saturdays. So go ahead and book a session with me, PsycheTalk.net/flash. And remember, you can visit Dr. Rose's page at PsycheTalk.net/DRROSE. That's Dr. Rose, PsycheTalk.net/DRROSE. And her YouTube channel is linked right there. You can go over and subscribe to her YouTube channel, which is awesome. Oh, by the way,
yes.
I got to feature your YouTube channel on our new YouTube channel because we have a brand new Psychic Talk
oh,
one.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. PsycheTalk.net/YouTube takes you to our channel. Remind me off air to add your channel as one of our featured channels, Rose.
Will do. Will do.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, goodbye, everybody. And goodbye, Rose.
Goodbye.
It was a great show.
Bye, Dad. Great show. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.